This is Dan Austin at the home of Mr. and Mrs. George Bertie Tebbets in Anna Marie, Florida. Anna Maria, Florida. The date is Wednesday, September 2nd, 1992. And this interview is for the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, with copies to Mr. Tebbets. And I understand that in our preliminary conversation that he may be writing a book, and of course he has sole rights of using any of this conversation at his pleasure. Mr. Tebbets, may I call you Bertie?
I hope so, Dan.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. If you would introduce yourself and where you were born, and if you wish, when. But I'll leave that after talking to your wife. That might be a well-known secret.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about to come out. We all changed the date of birth in the old days because they were afraid of anybody who was over 34, 35. But I was born in Burlington, Vermont, and we moved to Nashua, New Hampshire, and I guess I was about age 2 or 3, and I claim Nashua as my city where mm-hmm. I was brought up and educated and lived most of my single life. I went to Nashua High School and went to Providence College and got my degree in 1934 from Providence College. And
is that in Rhode
that's
Island?
That's in Providence, Rhode Island, and it's a Dominican school. We allow that there are Jesuits, but we don't pay much attention to it. And I signed a contract with the Detroit Ball Club when I was in high school. It was legal then. And the contract, in effect, said that I was signing to join Detroit after I finished college, and they would provide my college education. And if they wanted me to join the Detroit Ball Club before I finished, they would provide my education for the years and would give me a bonus for asking me to come out, which never happened. I finished in 34 and joined Detroit in Yankee Stadium in 34, went into Detroit, and after Hello, How Are You, I went back to New Bedford. They gave me a choice of leagues, and New Bedford was the closest city that I could go to and be close to home. And we finished that year, 34, in New Bedford. And
what league was that?
That was the Northeastern League, and I'm the only ball player that played in the league who ever made the big leagues.
What was it, Class D or something?
I don't know what the classification was, but it was really a really mixed up league. There was one man, and I won't say his name, who owned almost all the ball clubs in the league. And when you went to play a club in Worcester on a certain day, you'd find out that were playing the same club that you played in Fall River the day before. He housed everybody in a big housing football type of camp, and it was very, very interesting, to say the least.
So you never knew what uniform you were going to wear on a given day?
Not only that, but you didn't get paid.
I never heard of anything like that.
No, and not many other people did, but I think we heard at one time or another that the commissioner had looked into the operation, and the man who operated it was named Baker. And he said, well, what do you want to do? You want to close the league up and let all these ball players go, or do you want...